Now, let's talk about the engineering department of the United Nations mission in South Sudan. And in the studio with me is Lieutenant Colonel Sunil Kumar Jakar, who is a senior staff officer in the engineering section. Now, you are part of a core of humanitarian work done by the United Nations and other organizations in this country, and we want to talk about that. But let's start with how you facilitate this work. Bring us to speed on how you facilitate this work.
Good morning, Irin, and Team Radio Miraya. I thank you for the invite and giving me an opportunity to represent the UNMISS engineering section, in particular the UNMISS military engineers, who are basically doing the infra projects across the country, which is helping the mission as well as the communities.
Right.
What the military engineers do is the roads in the country are, most of the roads in the country are not asphalt based or they are not blacktop. So the dirt based roads, they go bad during the wet season when there are a lot of rains, with roads not having any permanent works. There are some blocks which appear on the, roads, and it makes it difficult for the traffic to use it, the roads, for the entire 12 months.
Right.
So during the dry season, we have around 7 military engineering companies with 1900 troops approximately. They move out with their equipment, and when the rain stops, they go on the roads and make the road passable for at least 3 to 4 months, or in some cases up to 6 months. This assists the mission as well as the UN agencies and also the communities to connect for at least some part of the year, and movement or logistics can take place on these.
Right. And let's talk about the maintenance work that you do on these supply roads, or the routes that you just talked about. What does the work entail? What do you have to do usually?
First of all, I would like to put the perspective here that we don't construct roads. We just repair them to such an extent that it is made possible for all types of traffic. So when our troops go on ground, they have engineering machines, including graders, rollers, excavators, and front loaders.
Right.
They just fill up the portholes at some places, put some culverts, and make the road passable so that it can be used. They don't do some permanent works, like which are being done by the civil contractors, like ARC, which has taken some contracts of roads here. Our work is not comparable to them, but our work is basically to make the road passable for at least 4 to 6 months.
Right. So looking at this year, well, actually 2022 and 2023, what are some of the main achievements of UNMISS Engineering?
Looking at the last year, our work started in, I think, in October, second week, from 15th of October, and our teams were out till May 2023. In 6 to 7 months of time, we repaired approximately 12 to 1300 kilometers of road. The most notable work among these have been a road from Rumbek to Maper, which is a 96 kilometers road. It is under a civil contract. Part of the road was repaired by the contractor, but part of the road was not repaired. So we moved in after taking permission from the governor, and we connected the Mapey town to Rumbek after 6 years. So this was the first year when the vehicle could drive from Rumbek to Mapey without stopping.
Right.
After 6 years.
Okay.
Second notable work has been a road from Yambio to Tambura in Western Equatoria State. We could not trace when this road last repaired. In last 10 years, it was not repaired. This year, we moved our military engineers to repair the road. More than 50% of the road, that is 110 kilometers out of 180, was repaired this year. And from November onwards, from 2023, by January, we will complete this repair of this road.
Right. And you're mostly speaking about roads. Are those the only projects that you do as the engineering department?
In addition to roads, we also receive requests for repairing some airfields. The airfield at Yei, we were receiving requests to repair it since last 2-3 years. So we mobilized some equipment in March 23, and we could repair this airfield in around 3 months' time, which included widening the airfield, improving the surface drainage, and improving the taxiway. And this was very well appreciated by the governor, and the airfield is now very safe for operations by the fixed-wing aircrafts.
Right. Now, specifically, could you tell us about the engineering section scale and the importance of the work that you do in Bentiu? What should every average South Sudanese know about these life-saving engineering contributions that you make in Bentiu?
For the Bentiu, I would like to mention here that because of the floods in last 2-3 years, there have been many challenges of logistics. The road was not open even for more than 2 months. So all the agencies, including the government, the Ministry of Roads and Bridges, IOM, WFP, and UNMISS, we all collaborated and made a flood response team. They built a dike system, earthen dike system, which had around 85 kilometers of dikes all around the key installations in Bentiu. And that dike system has been distributed to all the agencies for maintenance purpose. So this dike systems have prevented from flooding the key installations like the airfield, the Bentiu town, the IDP camp, and the UNMISS camp.
Right. With all this work, I'm led to believe that you do have some challenges that you face. So what are some of those challenges?
As far as challenges are concerned, is the first challenge which are facing since last 2 years is the floods. Because of the floods, the amount of work which we could do before 2 years, the quantum of work has come down by half or less than half. We could not touch few roads which we used to do previously, like Malakal Paluch, we could not do as the road was underwater for almost 2 years. Second challenge is we have limited resources and we want to do more work, but we have to prioritize that we will do work A and not work B. So we would like to address it, but because of the lack of resources, we cannot address all the requests which come to us from the field offices.
Right. So going forward, what's the way forward and what opportunities lie ahead for the future?
For the future, I would like to say that if we have a better coordination with WFP, UNMAS, the government, Ministry of Roads and Bridges, we can do, if we go together, we can achieve more targets. If the government takes on the main trunk routes which are connecting the state capitals, we can mobilize our resources to connect the smaller towns, which can in turn help the communities to connect better, and it will be good for the country.
Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant Colonel Jakar, for making our time to speak to us and the work that you do. So what are your best moments of joy and satisfaction during your work?
My best moment has been that rarely somebody gets an opportunity to serve in an international environment where we meet people who are best in the field, learn from them, and contribute as per your capability. Second is here, after reaching here, I could target few long pending projects, like I mentioned earlier, repair of Yehi Airfield, Yambio Tambura Road, Rumbek Mape Road. So this was, I got some satisfaction in myself that I could complete the projects which were pending since long.
Oh yes, well that ends our conversation. Thank you so much for your time, Lieutenant Colonel Jakar.
Thank you very much, Irene.
That's right.